Good evening, brethren. Welcome back to the Lord's house for a prayer meeting. Tonight we're going to study on Psalm 114 to speak on this psalm. Let us read the psalm. I'll read the psalm first. Psalm 114. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language. Judah was his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams, and the little hills like lambs. What aileth thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest, thou Jordan, that thou wast driven back? Ye mountains, that ye skip like rams, and ye little hills like lambs, tremble thou, earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, which turned the rock into a standing water and flint into fountain of waters. Let us bow our heads and pray. Gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, we give thee all praise and thanks for tonight, the gathering of thy people together. Even now, as we look into this psalm, we pray that thou will be with us and cleanse us from all our sins, and help us to know thee deeper. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Psalm 114 is a psalm sung by the Jews as they celebrate the close of Passover every year. They sing this in the beginning of the meal. This is a way to remember the history of what God had done to the Jewish nation, and also to look forward to His coming again. It mentioned that God is here leading His chosen people from Egypt to the promised land, Canaan. This is an exhortation to fear the God of Jacob, because He has power over rivers, seas, and mountains, and causing all nature to pay homage and tribute before His glorious majesty. God's covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob saw God's provision, protection, and preservation when they cried to Him while treated badly as slaves in Egypt. Looking at verse 1, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language. In the book of Exodus, we read about the time when God used Moses to lead the Jews out of Egypt. They were brought out of slavery. God caused Pharaoh to let the people go after the last of the 10 plagues, killing of the firstborn in the land. There, as a nation, unanimously left the people of strange language. Certainly, they have a different language, culture, and worship other gods. Their language being Egyptian, different from Hebrew. Verse 2, Judah was his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion. God set up his tabernacle among them, for the Jews were set apart, separated unto the Lord, to be a peculiar people. The nation has God as their king. The whole nation follow after God's leading by the pillar of cloud during the day and the pillar of fire by night while wandering in the wilderness. During these early days of the nation of Israel, with God as king, the people experienced the power, might, and His majesty through many miracles. The opening of the Red Sea, when they arrived at the Red Sea, the armies of the Pharaohs were behind them. But God opened the Red Sea so that they can walk
through dry land to cross the Red Sea. They safely walked through, and they witnessed the Pharaoh army pursuing them being destroyed. So in verse 3 it says, the sea saw it and fled. It opened up. And in verse 3, the second part, Jordan was driven back. They were traveling in the wilderness for 40 years, and when they were about to reach the promised land, they have to cross the river Jordan. By that time, Moses has already died, and Joshua led the way. When they reached river Jordan, the same thing happened. When the priest stepped on the stone, it became dry land. The river Jordan pushed back. Flowing from the second part, it says, Jordan was driven back. The Jordan River was a swift-flowing river on a steep decline coming down from the hill. Yet God can cause the river to flow backwards so that the Israeli people, around 2 million of them, 600 men, including not including children and women, they cross over. This was really a miracle again. Contrary to nature, right? The river flowed uphill. Truly, God's work of miracle at the beginning of the march in the wilderness for 40 years, and also the opening of the Red Sea, and now at the end of the march, crossing the Jordan to the promised land, Canaan. In verse 4, the mountains skip like rams and little hills like lambs. When the Israelites reached Mount Sinai, Moses went up to the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments. Nobody is allowed to touch the mountain. Anyone who disobeys will be killed instantly by God. And when Moses was up in the mountain shook when Moses met with God. So here, and Mount Sinai was altogether in Exodus chapter 19, verse 18, which is taken from there. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. Recently, we heard news about two mountains that were shaken by the Lord in the form of earthquakes. Most recent is Mount Kinabalu. Many people try to conquer the mountains by climbing to the summit. It is indeed a very challenging and dangerous task. One has to be very fit and well prepared. There is the danger of earthquakes, as most mountains form through two tectonic plates coming together, pushing the land upwards. So many fear, well, I certainly do fear the mountains going up to that. And those people that climb these mountains, they don't go on their own. They need guides to bring them along. If they go on their own, they get lost. They'll be dead. The guides are the local people usually, and they have been climbing up the mountain many times. And they help them along the way, guide them. And even during this recent earthquakes in Kinabalu, the guides were the ones that helped them, you know, so that they won't have water and so on, search water for them, and lead them back to base. So men fear the mountains, but the mountains tremble when the Lord comes before the Lord. So verse 5 and 6 says, what aileth thee, O thou sea? What thou Jordan, that thou was driven back? Ye mountains, that ye skip like rams, and ye little hills like lambs? I think the answer is, It is the majesty and the power of God of creation visited them. And so verse 7 says, tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob. Even nature tremble. What about we humans when the Lord comes? We tremble before Him. This is a reminder to us that the one who created all things is still in control. And He also remembers His own. Verse 8, which turned the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain of waters. While in the wilderness, the Israelites murmured to God for food and water. So God gave them manna, quail from the sky, and also water out of the rock. In Exodus chapter 17, verse 6, recorded, behold, you know, Moses was asked, behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou, that Moses, shall smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. So God is able to miraculously cause water to flow out of the rock, the flint. All these miracles that were recorded was to demonstrate to the Jewish nation that the Almighty God is able to do exceeding to what they can imagine. Therefore, all must remember. All must remember the miracles and the work of God. For it helps us in our faith in God. Jesus is remembered as the sacrificial lamb during the Passover when God smite the Egyptian's household, firstborn, but Passover the Israelites' home with the lamb's blood on the doorpost. We are saved by the precious blood of Jesus when He died on the cross at Calvary. Let us acknowledge God's power and goodness in what He did for Israel, applying it to that much greater work of wonder, our redemption by Jesus Christ, who died and rose again for us. When Jesus Christ comes in the salvation of His people, He is able to save them from Satan and the power of sin, separates them from the ungodly world to be a peculiar people with Him as King. We are privileged to be called and participate as Gentiles together with the Israelites in this great salvation when we put our faith and trust in Jesus. Let us pray. Father in heaven, once again, cause us to remember all the happenings that Thou hast done to the nation of Israel, Thy chosen people, Thy people that have been separated, whereby the oracles of God comes from. Help us to understand why they sing this psalm yearly, especially during the Passover in remembrance of Thee. Many Jews are still outside Thy kingdom, do not acknowledge Thee as the Jesus Christ that has come. We pray for them as well and help them to recognize Jesus died and rose again and is ascended to heaven at the right hand of God. And help us as Gentiles, as people who are waiting for Thy second coming, that we will continue to press forward amidst all the distractions around us, the temptations around us to leave the God, the true God of Israel, the Almighty King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Help us to be steadfast as we await thy second coming. For we pray and ask all this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.